Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Daryl Ryder with some explosive comments about the Cleveland Guardians. Was he wrong, Cleveland? Was Daryl Ryder wrong to say that they are in trouble and scare nobody?
They're in trouble. Since winning that series in Detroit, they are 6-13. They have scored less than 4 runs in a game 11 times, and they've been shut out 4 times. It's pretty pathetic right now. And I don't know that there's a fix. Until the bats start finding the baseball with regularity and they start scoring more than 0, 1, and 2, 3 runs per game with consistency, yeah, they scare nobody.
How much trouble the Guardians
in? Yeah, he wasn't even excited when I'm like, well, they're still a game within the wild card. Daryl's like,
well, because Owen,
yeah, they're not going anywhere.
That's what stops me. That's what stopped me because I'm coming in this morning and I'm going, man, they're in a tough spot because baseball's a game where the second you start ripping on a franchise, the second it's over, at least with the Guardians in this city, there's been definitely franchises you could bury in May and they ain't digging themselves out of it. How many times have people wanted to say this, that, or the other about the Guardians in a negative way, and then they go out and they win 8 in a row? And then, hey, they're right back in the thick of it. I think that for the fans that want to use them as some sort of a calling card about why baseball's bad or Major League Baseball's bad, cheapness, whatever, I think they're a tremendously frustrating team. So I'm on my way in this morning, and I'm going, I can't ask people whether or not they think the season's over. It's way too soon for that. And they're 35-35. But what tells me that they're going to continue to do what they've done last year? What's going to tell me that they're going to get out of this funk and move forward?
And they don't look anything like last year's team right now. They're 500. They don't look anything like last year.
And the wild card is the part where you go, well, they're only a game out of the wild card. Yeah, because there's an extra wild card.
Yeah.
So you put the extra wild card in there because it does. It keeps teams kind of in it when there's only two wild cards instead of just one.
But yet, what did the Red Sox just do?
They traded away a player. One of their biggest players.
And the Red Sox are a half game ahead of us.
And so I think that that's a misnomer. That second wild card is a misnomer. I thought there might be some fan bases who could make their teams do some things. And I think in some special situations, maybe they can. Maybe if you're a game out of the wild card or you're right there in the thick of the wild card, depending on your ownership situation, you end up buying in. And that can turn into a weird conversation very quickly, so I'll leave that part of it there. But when you're a game out, does anybody think the Guardians are going to add to this team whatsoever? No. No, not at all. Not even on the margins. Like, they are, I think they kind of are what they are now. And that doesn't mean, like, well, they won't get better as a team. They're in a batting funk right now. I'm sure that they'll start to get out of it a little bit. I don't know how much great they're going to be, how much better they're going to be, but they'll get out of it a little bit. But they're not going to go out there and add even on the margins when it comes to trades. They're not going to add big names. They are who they are. And this is what your group is going to be, with the exception of a couple of guys getting called up. This is what your group's going to be here. So it's either sink or swim. So if you're a game out, I think a lot of people expect them to sink.
Well, you glossed over the call-up thing. CJ Cephas is obviously the one everybody
is. That's not an addition that people should rely on. CJ Kafis coming up or Chase DeLauder coming up. Am I to expect them to just hit the cover off the ball and to propel us into the postseason? There's been guys in the 130-year history of Major League Baseball have done it, but you can probably not be able to name it off one hand. So that's unfair to them. It'd be totally unfair to CJ Kafis or Chase DeLauder or anybody else coming up to expect that type of output. And what Daryl says about the 4A players that you have is right. Johnkenzie Noel, fun story, nice guy, probably a 4A guy. A Crash Davis, if you will. Hopefully that'll be wrong. Hopefully he'll come back up, and I don't know if he ever is going to. So you kind of are who you are, and I don't want him to trade anybody away. I kind of want them to hold on to what they have and see if they can just make this rotation, if this rotation can start to get better. I know Luis Ortiz was not good at the beginning of the game yesterday, obviously. But my goal has totally changed in the thought of, all right, get me to the postseason. Now I'm kind of thinking, yeah, I'd like to go to the postseason. I'd like my starting rotation to look good. I'd like four of my young guys to look good in this rotation. Get Luis Ortiz going. Get Ciccone going. You know, he's only 25 as well. He's had some nice outings. Obviously, it goes without saying, but I'll say it, Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee. And then whatever Logan Allen can give you is whatever Logan Allen can give you. That's where you're at. If I'm wrong, please, 216-474-0092. But that's where you're at right now. And I think the trade that you're probably going to talk about is probably trading away Emmanuel Clase. Keith in Akron, hello.
Hello, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Keith, go ahead.
It's kind of crazy, but, you know, with Cleveland's baseball team, it's basically a Triple-A team. And then, well, you just talked about Class A, and, you know, you don't know anymore, excuse me, if you're going to get Emmanuel Class A or Emmanuel Collapse, you know? You know what I mean? Hello?
Oh, you did break. You broke, Keith, broke up. If you could just repeat that.
I'm sorry. I said, and with their closer, you don't know if you're going to get Emmanuel Class A or Emmanuel Collapse A.
Did you get that? Oh. Owen's saying the thing.
No, run it one more time. Try it one more time.
Oh, okay. I said you don't know if you're going to get Emmanuel Class A or Emmanuel Class A.
There's something wrong with it. Can you call him back? Keith, call back. That's so frustrating. Okay. It's annoying when a caller has something and we just can't get it over the air because I just want people to be able to hear it.
Okay. Can you hear it now are you good. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Here. This got to be the one.
Okay. I said, you don't know if you're closer, if you're going to get Emmanuel Class A or Emmanuel Collapse A. That's all. Oh, well, we must have troubles. I'll talk to you guys another time. Have a good day.
It's frustrating. I can hear his turn signal. That's the thing. How can it be that I can hear the turn signal throughout the call, but then other parts of the call are dropping out? I don't get it. That'll be four bags, Mr. Bellot.
How much trouble are the Guardians in? 216-474.
Not as much as that joke.
That was a rare four-banger. We don't often get a four-banger.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.